Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Northeast Iowa burglary investigation has resulted in multiple arrests, including three juveniles. Olwine police say their investigation of recent business and vehicle burglaries led to a search warrant being executed about 7 o'clock last Tuesday night in the 300 block of 7th Avenue Southwest in Olwine. During the search, illegal controlled substances and stolen property were located and seized, with four subjects taken into custody. 20-year-old Hayden Harcrater of Olwine is charged with third-degree burglary, a Class D felony, and five counts of third-degree burglary of a motor vehicle, all aggravated misdemeanors. Other charges include child endangerment and possession of methamphetamine, both aggravated misdemeanors, plus possession of marijuana, unlawful possession of a prescription drug, and fourth-degree theft, all serious misdemeanors, plus possession of drug paraphernalia and contributing to the delinquency of a minor, both simple misdemeanors. Three juveniles, a 17-year-old male and 14-year-old male, both of Olwine, and a 17-year-old female from Dubuque, were referred to juvenile court services for alleged delinquent acts. Charges against the teens include child endangerment, possession of meth and marijuana, fourth-degree theft, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Harcrater was being held in the Fayette County Jail in West Union on $5,000 cash or surety bond. According to criminal complaints, the suspects are accused of breaking into an Olwine discount store and at least five vehicles in Olwine in recent months. Some of the illegal activities were allegedly caught on security cameras. OPD says additional charges are pending with the investigation ongoing. An Alabama man is facing multiple charges after a New Year's Eve carjacking and pursuit that started in Northeast Iowa and ended with gunfire near Cedar Rapids. Cedar Falls police say 32-year-old Samuel Reese II of Center Point, Alabama, tried to rob the Marine Recruiting Center in Cedar Falls about 8:30 last Wednesday morning before he stole a Dodge Durango while wielding a weapon and led law enforcement on a pursuit. Linn County Sheriff's deputies would locate the stolen SUV on Interstate 380 and give chase. After he stopped the vehicle near Hiawatha, Reese then ran into a field and exchanged gunfire with law enforcement. Reese was shot and wounded, but no officers were injured. As of noon Friday, Reese remained in critical condition at University of Iowa Healthcare. Charges in the case are still pending, and no motive for the initial robbery has been disclosed. A previously convicted drug trafficker who escaped from a halfway house in Northeast Iowa has been sentenced to a year in federal prison. 35-year-old Paul Dean White of Center Point received the prison term after a September 16th guilty plea to an escape from custody. Information from the plea and sentencing hearing showed that White was convicted in August 2019 for possessing methamphetamine with intent to distribute it. Overall, White was involved in trafficking more than 18 kilograms of ice meth and was eventually sentenced to 126 months in federal prison. In August of this year, White was completing his prison sentence at a halfway house in Waterloo when he left the facility with permission but did not return at his scheduled time. Staff contacted White, who told them he was not coming back and would rather go back to prison than be in the halfway house. A week later, United States Marshals arrested White. Last Tuesday, White was sentenced in Cedar Rapids by United States District Court Chief Judge C.J. Williams to 12 months and one day in federal prison. He must also serve a three-year term of supervised release after prison. White is being held in U.S. Marshals custody until he can be transported to a federal prison. The case was investigated by the U.S. Marshals Service. Authorities in Northeast Iowa are investigating a fatal farm accident. According to a press release from the Clayton County Sheriff's Office issued Friday night, preliminary findings indicate the victim was working on a farm near Holy Cross last Monday when he became entrapped in a piece of agricultural equipment. The victim was pronounced deceased at the scene. The name of the victim has not been released, and the incident remains under investigation by the Sheriff's Office. The Holy Cross Fire Department, Holy Cross Ambulance Service, and Iowa State Patrol assisted at the scene. We will bring you more information as it becomes official. A Northeast Iowa woman won a $50,000 lottery prize just 2 days before her planned retirement. The Iowa Lottery says 67-year-old Rhonda Larson of the Howard County town of Chester won a top prize in the Scratch Match and Win Scratch game. She bought her winning ticket at Route 63 Travel Plaza in Chester and scratched it when she got home. When she uncovered a $50,000 prize on her ticket, Larson said she did a double take. Quote, "I was in shock. I sent a picture to my youngest daughter and it said, I think I won some money." She looked at it and she says, "Mom, you just won $50,000. It still doesn't seem real." Larson said she feels especially lucky with the timing of her win, coming just days before she was scheduled to retire from the cleaning business she started. She plans to put some of her winnings towards a kitchen remodel. When Larson claimed her prize last week at the lottery's Mason City Regional Office, she said, "Everything just seems to fall into place." Scratch Match and Win is a $5 scratch game inspired by the Iowa Lottery's very first scratch game from 1985, with a nostalgic game offering players a chance to win one of eight top prizes of $50,000. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, it's the Cyclone Coaches Corner Show from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. Unfortunately, we have to scratch our planned broadcast of Charles City Boys and Girls Basketball at Waterloo East. Comets play-by-play voice Eric Hofer still dealing with a bout of laryngitis. I'm Mark Pitts reporting at your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.